Okay.
I'm going to call to order the Public Safety Committee meeting for Tuesday, February 20th, 2018, at 6:32. Approval of minutes. Everybody get a chance to go through them?
I did. It was good.
I did as well.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Approved. Okay, then we got...
To what do we owe the honor of the Boy Scouts?
We are here working on a couple different merit badges for the kiddos. So one of the things, requirements that they have to do is attend a public meeting.
Ah.
And we had been working on one of the merit badges we were working on was crime prevention. So we just kind of, because of that, chose the Public Safety Committee meeting. But the two merit badges they're working on is their communication merit badge, and then a couple of them are working on their citizenship in the nation.
Is it nation?
Yes, nation. And so one of the things, they just come to a meeting, observe a public meeting, and then we'll go back to our next scout trip meeting, and we'll have a discussion about it, what they observed and what they thought about it.
Cool. And, you know, if there's anything that I can do to help them with the communication piece of it or anything,
Well, there is, actually. One thing, I've been talking to Bonner, but Bonner's been gone because he's been out. But one of the things that we need to do at some point in time soon is, I've been trying to arrange with him, is... we need to do a tour of the jail facility, and we thought our local jail facility, and maybe you guys talk to them about kind of crime prevention, how we do it here in New York City, and kind of those things that you guys experience at some point in time. We'd like to reach that later down the line, but
yeah,
not to interrupt your meeting, but we'll let you guys do what you need to do. But I'll talk to you later about that.
Okay,
if
cool.
That works for you.
Okay, cool.
We have a pretty light agenda, so
yeah.
Okay. But thank you for letting us attend.
Yeah.
I know we just kind of nonchalantly showed up. Surprise.
Okay, cool.
Okay, communication officer, one job description.
Okay, the job descriptions that are included here are only retooling the current job description to match the pay scale adjustments that we made. The pay scale adjustments show a police officer one and a police officer two. And police officer one basically is a training position, communication officer, same thing. One is a training position, two is a... seasoned officer, and we did not have position descriptions written for those, so we just simply split these out, and these are the result of that split. So it's not adding any positions, it's just simply adjusting for the pay scale adjustments that we made.
Any questions? Do we need to go through each one? I think that's all pretty
straightforward.
Yeah, it looked pretty basic. And this will go to the council then for approval the same way as it did last week for the other position. Is that correct?
Correct.
Public Works.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll just let them know that you're changing the job description.
Right, but I think that position was a new position.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
New.
Oh, okay.
This is, but it still comes to the council. But
okay.
These are not new positions.
Just new job
descriptions. We reclassified them basically.
Okay. Perfect.
So it's that the public works position was a brand new position. This is not.
Got it. Okay.
These are not.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you want to ask for maybe a motion for all of them to go to the council?
Oh, I didn't even look. Do you need a motion on?
Well,
Okay, yeah, we need a motion to take them to.
So can we do for
all of them
to approve the position description as presented and forward to full council for approval on all positions?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. For a second. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. Okay, that's cool. Moving on. Now budget.
So this is the proposed budget. What we have done this year, or next year, is we have broken out the police department into three different divisions, patrol, dispatch, and jail. And the overall budget of the police department, the budget numbers did not change, but the different divisions were broken out. It enables us to have a better handle on what each division is costing, what the expenses are. We can compare that against revenue, and it just enables us to go through and identify, you know, how much dispatch costs, how much the jail operations costs, and how much patrol costs. And we've just simply broken it out into those different divisions. And these are the numbers. Did anybody have any questions about the numbers, or This is just for informational purposes, so you can kind of see where we're going. Again, the overall police budgets remain the same. There is no change addition to that. It's just we broke it out to where it makes it easier to identify expenses, and it enables me to project better. Instead of having an all-in-one pot, we can actually parcel it out.
So you're kind of doing your own bucket system within your department now?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. We don't actually end up, I guess potentially it could kind of be viewed as that, but bottom line, the police department budget is still the PD budget, and it comes as one number at the end, and so there's only one bucket. But it just enables me to identify, and this year really is a practice exercise, or next year, because I don't have a good hand. I mean, I can look at personnel expenses and I can separate that out, but I can't separate out anything else. And so from this point forward, this is just a best estimate, but bottom line, the numbers for the police department will remain the same.
Question about how can it remain the same when you're going to have $137,000 less on vehicle purchases?
Because that came out of the capital expenditure.
Still came out of the police budget. Where in the budget is it going to be decreased this year?
It won't. It's part of that money. That money came out of the bucket from last year. And so maybe I'm misstating. It is going to change. It went down. We had that excess money in the bucket, and that's what was used to expend for the cars. That's what the Public Safety Committee and the council approved us doing. Mm-hmm. And so it did decrease. So my ending fund balance is different, is less than what my beginning fund balance last year.
Okay, we'll get some discussion on that in the budget committee, because on here you're showing actually an increase rather than a decrease on funds for the patrol parts.
What line number are you on?
229. Police operations, you went up $140,000 from year before, you know, approximately, and it's going up again this year, another $80,000 proposed on resources.
You're on line number 229?
Yep. Property taxes, you're showing an increase of some $80,000 from this past year.
And the property tax number I can't speak to. We are getting those numbers, Mike Crocker is getting those from
right.
the
and
state.
And that's a percentage of what comes into
correct.
The city. So that's a set percentage.
That is a set percentage. And that number I can't talk to that.
Correct.
I'm way out of line, because that's
okay.
I'm getting that number from Director Crocker.
All right.
I don't remember how it broke down, but I remember seeing there's percentage of what goes
74%.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
And as you can see from this, we actually balanced, so we're good. Our department balanced. We're good with that.
Any other questions?
No.
Meeting, I think we'll want to. Is there any other business that we need to
look at? I don't know if you guys want to take a look at the agenda.
Oh, the agenda, that's right.
What I did put on here was a future discussion that we came up two council meetings ago to talk about an incentive options to incentivize officers and correction or communications officers to stay. And it was suggested at the council that it come to public safety for further discussion. I'm not prepared to do that. We've got too many things going in the hopper right now. So it is on the agenda forecaster. I did capture it there so we don't lose sight of it.
Okay.
But that's the only change to the agenda forecaster.
Okay.
I don't have a copy of that.
Yeah, I forgot to print that one off too.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
I realized that when I... Yeah.
Also, my email address, for some reason, I'm not getting anything.
It bounced And that's why I asked him if he could bring it over to you. I emailed it to you and it bounced. I'll confirm with you what that is because I don't, the one that I have isn't obviously working.
What do we have on the parking lot and the alley redesign? Are we going to close that off?
I'm working with the fence company. Actually, I talked to them last week for the fencing to be provided. I'm hoping to have that done within the next month at the latest.
Wow.
Is what I'm hoping for.
That's exciting.
Anything else? Like I said, that was a quick meeting.
You guys chose the right meeting to come to tonight.
Do you think we'll have to go to another one?
Yeah.
No.
Do you guys have any questions or?
What do you guys normally talk about during public safety meetings besides budget? Or is there anything else?
Can you explain what the public safety is, the committee is?
Public safety committee is designed to help guide the police department in how we approach business. So if the community's got a concern, like with parking or something, or speeding down public streets, the community can come in and say, okay, this is a problem. And then as a committee, discuss what actions are viable and how we're going to proceed. Any changes, the budget's just, that's like once a year that ends up coming up here. And we're just starting into budget season, so that's what that's from. But it's just to bring any concerns, and then the committee talks about it. And if the committee recommends something for approval, then it goes to the full council for approval.
Which all three of them are part of the council.
So it starts here. If it gets consensus here, then it moves all the way to the city council meeting, where then everyone gets to vote on it, or at least discuss it.
Yeah.
So anything that has to do with that, with the police department, or like last year, like we're talking about cars, we, you know, approve them to be purchased. So, and then the council, of course, makes the final decision. Yeah.
We still want to have an ordinance for balloon throwing and police officers.
For what?
Especially the chief. It happened one night when Lieutenant Salisbury had to converse with a couple of young folks about hitting our police chief with a balloon full of water.
That was a long time ago.
I don't think they recognized who it was when they threw it. They found out later.
Any other questions you guys have? No?
Want to ask me about crime prevention?
You should come to a city council meeting.
Those will last a lot longer.
Yeah.
4 hours. Some of those I heard go a long time, but you're way past some of their bedtime.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially with school tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah. Well, most of them sleep anyway.
So I think we chose a good meeting to talk about.
Okay.
7:46.
We're adjourned to 7:46.
Cool.
Okay.
You guys do well.
We're getting ready to go on our snow camp out.
Oh,
we might not have to wait.
We're actually going to have snow. We're not going to have any snow this year.
Yeah. How much is up there right now?
Couple feet.
Last time we were there, the feet is like probably.
Do you want me to forward you so you have it?
Yeah.
What's your email?
6 foot. How do you spell
W-I-S-E?
W-I-S-E-E.